So the we're holding Bez Hashem Klal Dalid in the middle of Sif Dalid, that the Chofetz Chaim is telling us. He's talking about a person who did an Aveira, that he knows it was an Aveira, but he's a person who's generally a pretty good guy, and is the and you only saw him do it one time, this Aveira. Therefore, we cannot assume that he continued doing the Aveira. And Adarabba, maybe he did Tshuva, and therefore you're not allowed to tell anybody about you saw. And then he adds, what should you do? In the middle of page Tzadik Tesamad Aleph, in the middle of, towards the end of Siv Katan Dalet, he says, Rak tzarech lechiach oisei b'nei levin atzma. Your job is to be mochiach him, to give him musar. Ala shehimra esalukah b'chetai. That he rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his sin. V'sheyira ligdar esatzmai. And that you should tell him that he should make offense for himself. Mikan ve'elam. From now on, mehasibos shevi'u lazeh. In other words, things, you were in situations that caused you to do this Aveira, stay away from those situations, kadesh lo yavo od, lidei chet, so that you don't come to sin. So that's first of all the obligation. If you saw the person do the Aveira, then you should give him Musar. And the second is, and the one who's giving the Musar has to be very careful. To speak softly, so that you don't embarrass him. You rebuke your friend, but don't get a sin in the way that you rebuke him. Meaning, don't rebuke him in a way that's going to cause him to be embarrassed. So this means, even though he did the Aveira, and you know he did the Aveira, and you know he knew it was an Aveira, that was clear to you. Nevertheless, if a person now is going to embarrass him, so he's going to be over in Aveira, so surely you're not allowed to go and be mavazi him to other people by telling other people about it. It's obvious that it's us to do. So he says, V'chol zeh shekasavnu hu afilu im hu rak odom beinani b'shar dvar. And this is even talking about a person who's just kind of a regular guy. V'chol shkeinu hu ish talmud chacham v'yirecheit. And surely as if hurts, if he's a learned person, and a person who's known to be God-fearing, but now, unfortunately, his Yetzirah won. Surely it's a great sin to let other people know about his sin. And you're not even allowed to think about him that he's a Rasha, because surely he did Tshuva. And even if his Yetzirah did overpower him this time, Navsho Moraloi, his soul feels bitter. And the person is very careful and about his sin. If you see a Talmud Chacham was transgressing Aver at night, Al Taharir Achra Bayayim. So by morning already, don't think of him as a Rasha. Shebevadei asa tshuva, and surely he did tshuva. So then he says, the Chofetz Chaim tells us a horrific Haggah here, and he says, V'chol zeh shekasavnu be'ilu asifim, all this that we're saying, that if a person knows that he did an Aveira, even if he did it improperly, even though he knew it was an Aveira, he's still not allowed to tell. Davka hu v'she'ein adav zeh moya lafush misura. That's only if it's not going to assist in saving another person from an Aveira. But if telling is going to help to keep a person away from Aveira, kagon. Unfortunately, a person saw a married woman had an illicit relationship. So from this time on, dimin hadin, nesra avur zeh labal. If that happens, so automatically she becomes forbidden to her husband when there's no way out of that prohibition. Even if he saw it by himself, lamaisa, he knows that person now, that husband, every time he's together with his wife, is going to be doing Aveira. So then, Tzorech Legalos L'Habal, you have to tell the husband, Kedei Lafrisho Me'iser, in order to prevent him from continually doing an Aveira. However, V'davka, first of all, a few conditions. V'davka Imro Ba'atzma Shezinsa, that's only if he saw himself. D'min Hadin, Nesrei Deznus L'Habal, if he saw it, then he knows 100% that this woman is now forever forbidden to her husband and forbidden to this person. But if you just heard it, Demin hadin lo nesr aydei ze labal. You heard it. People told you that is not going to create a halacha that the husband is taka forbidden. In other words, there was no kabbalas edus in the bezdin. O sha'or afonim ki yaitzev zeh, or rumors, whatever. Also legalos, you're not allowed to tell. So even though somebody says it, somebody comes and tells you, I know. Well, two people come, five people come and tell you, we saw it happen. Still, you're not allowed to say, because al pi halacha, this we cannot assume that this woman is taka forbidden to her husband, because there was no hagod in bezdin. And the second condition is, even if you yourself know that she committed adultery, if a single witness comes and tells a husband that I saw that your wife was mezana, so the husband, and Eidachar is not nemun to aser a woman on her husband, even though in truth maybe she's taka is forbidden, but he's obligated to, and he's not allowed almost to believe that which is being told. However, the Gemara tells us there is a concept of whoever's leaning on the wire, get off. there is a concept of hemnug that mehemen le kebetrei, that the person is believed to me like two witnesses. Which Ramesh explains means that person is a person that I know, no matter what, he would not say a lie. Even if it meant there was a question, he was going to be losing his parnasa. He doesn't say a white lie, he doesn't a little bit lie. He's a person that I know 100% never says something that's untrue, which is not a usual case to find, that somebody can actually believe that somebody else would never say a lie. Even if he was given $50,000 to say a little white lie, he would not say it. No, midvar sheker tirchak, and he does not say a sheker. So if it's hemnu kebetrei, that you look at this person, mamish, like the Torah looks at two witnesses. The Torah looks at two witnesses. If two witnesses say something, that's it. Even though they're kind of two regular guys, and you have Reb Moshe and Reb Yaakov and Lahav and Chaim Chaim, Reb Yashiv, and a few other people are saying the opposite of what these two people say. So it's two against two. Two say this way, 50 Rabbonim say this way. It's a draw. And therefore the Torah believes two witnesses like the ultimate belief. So if it's Hemnu Kebetrei, if you believe him the way the Torah believes, the Torah says that we should treat like two witnesses. In that case, if this person knows for sure then that his wife was mezana, so then hitaka becomes aser. So in such a case, you would have an obligation, if you're that person that is so honest, you would have the obligation, taka, to tell this person, and this person then would believe you, and if he would believe you, it's too much. If this person would believe you, then he would actually be obligated then to give a get to his wife, and then you should say, and if not, you're not allowed to tell the husband, because you're just saying Lashon Hara, which is not going to be accepted. And surely you can't tell it to somebody else. So far the Chofetz Chaim said that even if a person does an Aveira, b'mezid, knowing that it's also to do, nevertheless, if this is only that you saw him one time do it, so you're not allowed to tell anybody about it. Avalim raya, but then there's a person, the same person, that you saw him do an Aveira on purpose, b'mezid, which is clear. He was hungry, he went into McDonald's and he bought a cheeseburger. He was taka hungry, he didn't eat that day. And he tried the kosher places, they were all closed, and he did it. So then, the Chofetz Chaim tells us there's another type of a person. There's a person that he's a scoffer. He's a person who's basically a frum person, but he'll, you know, you try to talk to him, it's water off a duck's back, he's not going to listen to you, doesn't, you know, he's that type of a person. So he says, from the fools, Haleitzin, the cynics, Hasoinim Lemachicha, they hate getting Musa from anybody else. Vanoshim Ka'elu, so what's the point? The point is, Vanoshim Ka'elu, and such people, Binokilahem Lishnais Bivaltam, it's very easy for them to to sin, to come back and sin again. Vimkein yuchalios shiavoy oipam lidechet. It may come out that he'll come to sin another time. Alkein toivlem shiagidu ledayani ha'ir kidei shehem yiyasru alavoyne. So he's not talking about a person who's a bad person yet. He's talking about a person who's basically a good Shemesh Shabbos person. However, he's the kind of person that you judge. If he did it once, there's really a good chance he may do it again. And if there's a chance, is everybody concentrating? If there's a good chance that he'll do it again, then it's important for you to go and tell the people about it. So who should you tell? You should tell the Dayan Ha'ir. Or as we will see, hopefully tomorrow, that to tell it to his Rav or to somebody else who he will listen to.